Are you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is the Buzzer Beater here on AM 1340, KXEO Sports Talk. Matt Pilger here, Michael Doherty entering the room as we speak. Brendan McKeown here and Maddie Tolbert. And we're back after a little break on the 4th of July. Plenty of sports to talk about.
Woo!
Mizzou football on a hot streak as far as recruiting goes. We missed a lot of recruits last weekend from Eli Drinkwitz.
I'll tell you what, he is on a roll. Good recruiting week. He went 5 for 8. He had 5 recruits in 8 days. Now has 4 in the top 100 recruits in the country. A recruiting class that's ranked 11th in the country, still with 3 spots to add. It is looking good in the neighborhood, and he is getting ready to head to Alabama. It's SEC Media Days next week.
Yep.
Tuesday, Mizzou leads it off.
Day 2, Mizzou will kick off things over there. A couple of questions in mind about that. We'll get into that during the roundtable. But one thing we did want to talk about this week.
You couldn't hear it, but he shook his head.
Brendan McKeon.
Yes, you did.
In agreement.
I know.
Absolutely.
Yes. I know. He's a big guy, and you would think you would hear it when he shook his head, but you did not. That's a good thing. You know, there's nothing loose up there. Good deal.
Right.
We have a guest in the studio.
We do.
Did you mention that?
I was getting ready.
Okay, well, don't let me get in your way.
We're going to talk
about
Lady Bulldog softball
today.
Too much soda. Kenley Jones.
Yes, she is. She's here.
That's right. First time appearance here on the sports show. And Maddie Tolbert, also a member of the Lady Bulldog softball
team.
She's
always here.
We want to talk a little Lady Bulldog softball this morning. 16-12 last year. Of course, you had the first-year coach, Hannah Branch. She's going to be returning this year. We're going to start off with you, Kenley. Tell us a little bit about the team going into this year. I think tryouts are going to be getting underway at the end of this month. Is that right?
Yep.
All right.
So we'll have tryouts coming up, and depending on how many kids come out, we'll see where that gets us. And last season, we had a good season. Our girls were, like, super close, and it created, like, good team bonding and dynamics on the field. So I'll be looking forward to this season on how our dynamics work out, and I think we'll still have a pretty good season and chance with everything this season.
Very nice.
Have you noticed she doesn't speak nearly as loud as I do?
Well, yeah. This is true, but... So there a lot of seniors left that team last year, graduated. Kind of talk about that dynamic, Maddie. I mean, you guys were a pretty close-knit team last year, right?
Yeah, I think that we were just all so close. I know a lot of the girls have been playing ball together for a while. Joe Thurman, Carly, Brooke, Emma, and Kylie Burnett, like, we had such good chemistry with them, and it was just hard to see them go. We had so many good memories on the field and off the field, on the bus rides. We've just had so many good opportunities to get close, and yeah, that was a hard group to let go.
Okay, so what position do you play?
3rd and 1st.
Okay.
And Kenley?
Kenley, let's
2nd.
Second base.
Yeah.
Very nice. What would you say is the strongest part of your game, defense or offense, or are you pretty well versed?
Definitely defense.
Defense?
Yeah.
Very nice. Maddie, what about you? What do you enjoy?
Depends on which day it is.
Okay, well, there you go. Good answer. Good answer.
I don't know. Probably defense.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Defense.
Yeah, depends on whether she gets a hit or makes an error.
Well, yeah. Hey, yeah. There are
like
no
I said,
errors.
Depends on what day it is.
Talk a little bit about going into this season. I know Fulton was pretty stacked last year. We talked a little bit about that. You guys nearly beat Fulton in the last game of the season. 2-1 loss. Tough loss, and a lot of seniors coming back for Fulton this year. Is this a team that you'll be looking forward to playing, or, you know, your thoughts on that, Kenley?
I'm definitely looking forward to playing Fulton. They didn't lose a whole bunch of seniors from last year. This year, the class of 25 for them is probably very strong still, but I'll still be looking forward to playing them since it was such a close game last year.
How big of a loss is, you know, Jordan Thurman's going to Mizzou? Obviously, you know, some key pieces to that senior class for you guys, but how big of a loss is that, and what do you guys see as far as coming up to aid you this year from the freshman and sophomore class?
I think that it's a pretty big loss because we've lost 2 outfielders, and all 5 of those girls have good ball history. Like, they've all played good amounts of softball throughout their life. I think that this year's team is going to be very young, but I'm excited because I know a lot of the girls this year have experience, like junior Hannah Lloyd, Maddie Fager, Langer Teal. Like, I'm excited to see what they'll do this season. Sophomore Aaliyah Henderson, Kirsten Ewing. We got some good freshmen coming up. I think, like I said, I think we'll be young, but I'm excited to see what we bring to the table.
Kinley, I'm curious, who's the teammate that you're most anxious to play with, that you look forward to playing with them? You can't mention Maddie, even though she's holding your hand behind your back and threatening to break it.
But
who's the teammate that you enjoy playing with the most or looking forward to?
Well, I grew up playing with Joe in this past high school season, so I really miss her. But this year I'm looking forward to playing with Hannah Lloyd because I've grown up playing with her. Like, we started young and just middle school softball and high school softball. And
she's got a little bit of an intensity to her at times.
She does, but I love it, and I like watching watching her play and playing with her.
So. All right.
We love Hannah.
A lot of the girls play multiple sports that are on the softball team. Some girls are on the travel ball team. Some girls are playing basketball. Kenley, I think you're probably playing some basketball too. How do you split your time in the summer? Do you focus more on softball, or is it basketball for a little bit and then you have to bring the attention back to softball? How does all that go? And Maddie, weigh in on that too, if you will.
I kind of just go to whatever I can, and I work too. So just depending on work schedule, and just you make it to kind of whatever you can.
Yeah. Maddie, what about for you?
Yeah, you just kind of wake up and be like, okay, I'm doing this today. Okay, I'm going here. You just go with whatever coach tells you to do. So
let me ask you guys a question, because we've seen a change, I think, in Mexico sports in the last few years, and a lot of that is related to, in addition to the high school staff, and I'm talking about the strength and conditioning coach. And how much are you able to work with him in the summer, if at all? Just because, I mean, you've got the work schedule, you've got basketball for Kinley, you've got basketball, you've got softball. I mean, how much time is there really to put into training?
Devin Scott, we'll say his name. Yeah.
Well, I've been like working out with him a lot in the mornings, and he provides like lots of hours of his day, and I'll go to like the morning workouts, and he does hold like softball workouts, so a lot of time and working out.
Yeah, he definitely knows what he's doing. I think Scott is a great addition to Mexico, especially to our high school program, and he's working with the middle schoolers. I think that's great. I think that sets up success for our future high school athletes. We have our 0 hour class, and then our individual sports team workouts, and then he does open gym throughout the summer, but he'll work with you. He's very knowledgeable about what he loves to do, so he will help you out if you ask.
Very nice. I know that we said tryouts are going to be taking place towards the end of this month. Softball season will get underway in August. One big thing that we always look forward to is the midnight scrimmage, and that usually pits the softball girls against the football guys in the home run derby. Any thoughts as to who might be taking part in that home run derby for Mexico softball this year?
Not much thought has been put into it, but it's always the seniors and then like kind of like your other hitters following.
Probably like Hannah, Maddie Fager, and then, like I said, our seniors. So.
All right. Either one of you would take part in that home run derby if asked? Kenley?
Yeah,
you would pass up the opportunity.
Great.
How many home runs have you hit, Ken?
She hit one last year.
I was going to say, I thought she did.
Nice. No, that game was great.
Very, very nice.
Was it an inside the park?
It was
over. Yeah. Have you hit an inside the park home run? You're quick. Yeah?
She does tons.
Yeah.
She's baller.
And she got real red in the face.
Very nice.
And I didn't do it.
It's all right. Listen, we appreciate you all coming in here this morning. Maddie, we're going to have you stick around because we're getting ready to go into the roundtable discussion. Kinley, we want to wish you the best of luck on the upcoming softball season.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by this morning. Kinley Jones, our guest, will be back, and we'll talk roundtable. It's all coming up next on the sports show, The Buzzer Beater, AM 1340 KXEO.